material of Bible school, the anointing of abundance and excess. Course, the glory. Lesson 15. Where did the disobedience of God come from? The basic verse of this message is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Introduction. Because of a lack of understanding of the essence of sin, or what God calls sin, the believers basically formed their own idea of sin, which gave rise to many problems. We read some of the most common definitions of the word sin. Sin, an action or thought, which as a rule is associated with direct or indirect violation of religious precepts, less violation of the dominant moral and ethical rules, norms established in society. Sin, actions, the commission of which harms a person, first of all, his soul. Sin, an act that violates the covenants of God, his precepts given in the sacred books or interpretations of his priests. From a non-religious point of view, this concept can also indicate the actions of a person violating social traditions and ethnical norms of behavior established in a given society. And now, for a deeper understanding of the meaning of sin, one should turn to the Hebrew meaning of this word, since in it opens the essence. The word sin in the Hebrew translation often means miss, failure to target. Hence, emphasis is placed on the existence of a God-defined goal or plan for man, a God of a certain mission, and evasion from it by man. From this definition, one can understand the basis. The essence of sin is a deviation from something God has defined. In the case of man, this is a deviation from God's defined mission. Part 1. The Fall of Man. Now let's read from Scripture the events known as the Fall of Man and apply it to the already well-known definition of sin. We read Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. And he said unto the woman, Ye, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Let's stop and see to whom it was told by God. Read Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden, to dress it and to keep it. The word keep in this context of the verse means to suppress any actions of someone who is contrary to how God has already said or will say. To keep is a very specific task of God, and in order that Adam could fulfill it, God first said this about man. We see this in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Let them have dominion. Protecting the earth and your family from everything that goes against the will of God was one of the tasks that was part of the mission of man. Attention! This is not what God was proposing to do to Adam. No, it was the mission of man on earth. This is what he had to do to be what he was created to be. We read further, Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 to 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Or you will be separated from my presence in your spirit. These words of God are addressed to Adam from the fact that he is an eternal person, from the fact that he will have the eternal rights to choose, and from the fact that in the period of eternity, something can happen that will push him to transgress the will of God, that is, being disobedient to God. Adam in the Garden of Eden was constantly only in the presence of God and did not think of how to obey God. He simply lived and was obedient to that which he received from God. Everything that came into his life, the fruit from the trees, let be the fruits. The light of the sun, let be the light. The dew on the grass, let it be the dew. Let it be all that it is, and it appears. What is not from God, he did not know. He had no intention of eating from the forbidden tree about which God commanded him. As we see in Genesis 2, 16 to 17, although some believe that from the moment when God forbade a man to do this, Adam was constantly tempted to do it. But it is not so. As light becomes bright in the presence of darkness, so is temptation in the presence of the tempter. Adam was not tempted by the presence of a word from God, Thou shalt not eat of it. But because he had no reason to eat from the tree in the garden, and also there were enough variety of fruits. The temptation of disobedience was before Adam only when a tempter appeared on earth. Question: but in what exactly was Adam tempted? Now read on. Genesis 3, 2-5. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. All the will of God was placed in doubt. This was a challenge to the domination of man on earth. Question: had Adam heard Eve talking to the fallen spirit? Yes. The appearance of darkness in the Garden of Eden was noticed. Adam knew with whom Eve communicates and knew what he should do as called by God to reign on earth. Genesis 3:6. And when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now listen carefully what I heard from the Holy Spirit. If Adam did what he had to do as a man, he would not have transgressed the prohibition of God. The fall of man was due to the fact that he did not do what he had to do, and was not what he was created to be, did not fulfill the mission assigned to him. And this is absolutely true. Archangel Lucifer fell because he decided to be what he, an angel, could not be. And the man fell for he did not become what he should have been. Let us recall once again the translation of the word sin from the Hebrew word is miss, failure to target, or not doing what one ought to do. Sin is the disobedience of a person to something already determined by God. In relation to man, a sinner is someone who does something that is contrary to God's plan for him, therefore obedient to someone else. Disobedience is obedience to something contrary. All people who live on earth are always obedient to someone. A person cannot be disobedient to no one and nothing at all. Since man, as a spiritual creation, is unsure, he was created by God to be led by someone and obedience as evidence. His will speaks of the person he decided to be moved by. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Know ye not that to whom ye yielded yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whereof of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? And if we take into account that man is a non-sovereign spiritual creation, he cannot be disobedient to anybody. A man was created by God so that he can be led by someone or always be obedient to someone. Disobedience of a man is his movement in the opposite direction or away from a specific goal. This means that any person who does not do what he should do can be called a sinner, and his actions are sin. So to sin means to transgress someone by established will, rule, statute, or law. The goal of everything that comes from Satan is to take the person aside from the will of God or make him disobedient. What Adam has done today is not considered a sin in the world, and it is sad to realize that this is even among believers. For the most part, among sinners, fornication is fornication, adultery, murder, lying, stealing, that is, frankly manifested sinful actions. Adam did not do anything of what is considered an open sin. He simply did what God did not say to him. Genesis 2:17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. So, he did not listen to his will. In the disobedience of man to the will of God, for him was the first sin of man, which later became the basis for the sins of all the descendants of Adam. Romans 5:19. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Or, living outside his will and separated from God. Now pay attention. It is written in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And on the basis of this verse, born again, confessing sin and accepting forgiveness, forget about the most important, about the basic sin, about the sin on which Satan builds his kingdom, about the sin from which all sins are drawn, about individual disobedience. It seems that, for the born again, it's easier to repent of obvious sin and to continue to live as it seems right, leaving the base untouched. In Scripture, there is a vivid example of where to start and what is important to always remember. This example is presented in the story with Pharisee Saul going to Damascus. Question: how many sins did Saul do before meeting Jesus on the road to Damascus? Lots of them. But the cause of all of them was disobedience to the Lord. And now we read what happened there. The book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 1 to 5. Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went on to the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, that he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined about him a bright light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And now, be careful. What Saul will say will come from his understanding of what is important to God. Acts chapter 9, verse 6. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Question: what kind of sins did Saul confess before the Lord Jesus? Only one: disobedience to the Lord, saying, What will you tell me to do? And from that time on, the Lord never once reproached him for everything he had done about his people. Further, it is written, Acts chapter 9, verse 6, And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do, or in what exactly you will be obedient, what your mission is. Attention! The Lord Jesus, in order to bring Saul out of his sins, led him into obedience for what God the Father specifically created him for. The question that the Holy Spirit asked me: can a bird sin? Can a fish sin? Can a tree sin? I, without speaking out loud, I understand that they can't. And why? And he answered thus: they cannot evade the specifics for them from their mission. Therefore they groan, as it is written in Romans 8:19-22. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself shall also be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Before we move on to the next lesson, it is important to note. Attention! Satan, like the angelic spirit, alone cannot, without the participation and consent of a born-again, make him disobedient to God's plan. A born-again person has the will, and in his life only what he himself either admits or sows. Then is, in order for an event from Satan to take place in the life of the born again, the fallen spirit must exert various targeted pressure on him, forming various circumstances with the goal that the born again in his own words or actions should lead himself out of obedience to God and give place to the devil. This is what the Apostle Paul said about it. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. How often can you hear someone do something and then say, I did not want to do this, but so were the circumstances. And of course, the circumstances did not happen that way by themselves, but there is someone who formed them using other people and with their help forced the person to do or say what will make him disobedient to the Lord. And now, be especially careful. Satan, using his tools, grief, persecution, cares of this world, seduction by wealth, and other wishes, has an effect on a person in the natural physical world, doing this primarily through the senses to see, hear, feel, smell, and touch. That is, what he does and how he does it is not hidden from the feelings of a person. Satan's goal is hidden from the senses, but not his methods and tools. Everything happens in the natural physical world, in the sphere of a person's senses, in order to make him disobedient to the plan that God has approved for him. Thank you for listening.